morning, guys. Here is your little message this morning. So I had a conversation yesterday with someone about investing financially into my retirement plan. And we were chit-chatting away and I was going, geez, I should have put this in place years ago. And but then he turned around, he goes, well, to be fair, you've been investing into your retirement plan the last 5 years with your health. He goes, there's no point having all of this financial gain when you're retired if your ill health is going to stop you from enjoying it. And I was there, well, that is true, because if we're investing financially into the retirement plan and our ill health is not allowing us to enjoy it and go on holidays and go on retreats and go on yoga retreats or go off on Christmases away with the grandkids and stuff like that, well, then what's the point? So if you're thinking about financially, or if you already have been financially investing into your retirement plan each month out of your monthly salary or so on and so forth, it makes sense that you invest now as well into your daily healthy habits. So when it comes to your retirement age, that you're in the best possible health, both physically, mentally, and actually spiritually as well, because we have to remember, we have to always think that there's something out there higher than us, regardless of what that looks like to you, whether it's the sun, moon, or the stars, or God, or Jesus, or whatever it may be. There has to be something higher out there than us that we have to be able to tap into to guide us as such. But apart from that, start working on your healthy habits now. And I know my clients work really hard. Some of you are self-employed, some of you are really high up in the corporate area. I know you work really, really, really hard. So why don't we start working a little bit smarter now and start investing into our retirement plan at another level off with our health? And I think that is a really good reframe of doing your daily healthy habits for showing up to yourself. A, from a calm nervous system point of view, of going for your little walk, doing your breathing, controlled controllables. If it's not worth your energy right now, if it's not going to support a better version of you tomorrow, well, don't put your energy and time into that particular thing. Control the controllables. Just control what you can control. And you know, we're only one human being. We can only say yes to so many things throughout the day and still have energy to see through those yeses. So invest in your retirement every day, just like you would invest monthly from your monthly salary into your financial retirement. We need to invest every day into our healthy habits. There were studies done that if we're getting poor sleep every night, that it decreases our lifespan. And if we're decreasing our lifespan by 1 hour less sleep a night, what are we doing then by feeding ourselves with all the other mad things that we're doing or not doing, or a lack of, which is a lack of movement, a lack of breathing, a lack of calm, a lack of working out, a lack of better nutrition. So there you go. That's your little morning message. How are you showing up today for your future self? Because your 80-year-old self now is going to thank you by showing up for yourself today. So that was my little message. Hope that helps.